highlights from the 186th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Saturday morning session of April General Conference began with an invitation from President Henry B. Eyring, encouraging listeners to pray for the speakers and the choirs, both before and during their delivery. And in concluding the conference on Sunday afternoon, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland noted, "If in the days ahead you find elements in your own life that don't yet measure up to the messages you have heard this weekend, don't be cast down. The great thing about the gospel is we get credit for trying, even if we don't always succeed." Pages 125 through 126. Their calls to action forecast and reinforced President Thomas S. Monson's call that, as we contemplate the decisions we make in our lives each day, if we choose Christ, we will have made the correct choice. From page 86. Other highlights from conference include President Monson's announcement of 4 new temples in Belém, Brazil, Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru, the second temple there, and Harare, Zimbabwe. See the story on page 142. The sustaining of 11 new general authorities. Their biographies begin on page 131. The sustaining of a new primary general presidency. Their biographies begin on page 136. The announcement of a new initiative for individuals and families to reach out locally to help refugees. See pages 13, 111, and 141. A focus on family relationships, especially men's roles as husbands, fathers, and priesthood holders. Doctrinal insights from the speakers, such as this from Elder Dale G. Renland. As we draw closer to God, the enabling power of the atonement of Jesus Christ will come into our lives. And, as with the disciples on the way to Emmaus, we will find that the Savior has been nearby all along. From page 42.